after this and the book of Revelation chapter 10, and we'll continue speak here today about the period of tribulation. Let's read Revelation chapter 10 verse 1 to 11. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book, opened, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, even thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared, to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I hear from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Let's pray. God, thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord, to lead us, to guide us, to help us to do the work of yours. Anoint my lips and put verse and statement to explain your word to your people, and whatever the purpose of sending this message to your church and to your people shall be fulfilled, and there will be fruit, and you will receive the glory and honor and what is due for you. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Revelation chapter 10, preceded by chapter 8 and 9. In these two chapters, God had poured his wrath to the first six angels. After he took the church, God poured his wrath, and also he allows Satan's wrath to go on when you open the bottomless pit. And the purpose of God in all these things is to prepare those who left on earth, those who left behind, prepare them to be again, the gospel will be preached to them and the word of God will be preached to them, that they might be saved. In chapter 10, the whole message is about preaching the word of God, preaching the gospel on earth while tribulation is going on. God is still in his heart love to bring salvation to those who are down, who is giving them a chance, a new opportunity to repent and come back to him. In verse 1, we'll go through verses and we can understand more details, beautiful, that we can understand our life today and what God wants from us. And I saw another angel, mighty angel, come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Now, this angel was a mighty angel, and he was clothed with a cloud. His cloth was cloud, and on his head there was a rainbow. His face was shining like a sun, brightness, there's light coming on. And his feet are pillar of fire. You know, when we go and look to the description of this angel, we can consider a lot of things beautiful. How God, even during the period of tribulation, he is mindful to bring his salvation on earth. What for you the meaning of the rainbow? You know, at the time of Noah, when God sent flood because the people were immoral and they were corrupted, their heart being inclined away from God. When God sent the flood, and after the flood finished and the flood proceeded, God made a covenant that he will not send flood again on earth. In the book of Genesis chapter 9, Book of Genesis chapter 9 and verse 12 to 17. Book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 12 to 17. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is upon the earth. Now here, God make a covenant that he will not bring the flood again. And he ratified it by a sign of rainbow, a bow of light in the cloud. And here the angel, when he came clothed with a cloud, and in his head were a rainbow. That is a message from God, that God still is about peace to bring the salvation for mankind. And you know, this angel description, although it's an angel, but his face was bright. And when we go further in chapter 11, we come to know that This angel, he is no more, he is not none than that he is our Lord Jesus Christ, who is appearing himself to preach the word of God to the nations who are remaining, so that his salvation will go to them. Here, John was, Apostle John, was a witness for God. He was the one who was choosing the book of Revelation to reveal this to him. He sent it to the churches and to us. Even today, we are responsible to preach God's word and to declare it in a way that God wanted to be. And if you read verse 2, Revelation 10 verse 2, and he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. The angel, in the form of man, he has feet. One of the feet on the earth, one of the feet on the sea. God is reaching every area on the universe, whether on earth, whether in the sea. God wants his word to be preached. And God also is showing that his judgment will also reach the lakes where the feet was made of fire. Made of fire. That is God's judgment. Is sending to those who will refuse his word. But peace and salvation to those who will accept his word. And in the hand of the angel, they were written, and he had in his hand a little book open. A little book, and that is the book of Revelation that was written by, finally, that is written by Apostle John. Little book is meaning that also that the message is not difficult or complicated. And the meaning of the book open, it means that the message should be declared. Amen? Sin need to be declared. The righteousness of God should be declared. The word of God should be declared. And he cried, verse 3, the angel, he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now here, the cry of the angel, a great voice. That meaning of it is that the message is powerful. And also, the message, when he says like a roaring of lion, you know, lions, they will advance and they will crush things in front of them. So the message of God is a warning, is a powerful message, is a warning message, is also a hard message. And he said the seven thunders utter their voices. There was a crying, and there is the message was amplified, getting more power to be more spread all over, whether on earth or whether on the sea, to reach the all kind of people that is left. And when verse 1, when the seven thunder had uttered their voices, I was about to write. Apostle John, he wanted to write, but already there's a little book. And I hear a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. He told them what is in the book, that is enough. Don't add to it. It means that, not that don't write, but the meaning of it is not to alter the message, not to change the message. The message is about Christ. Christ died for us. He came, became man. He gave his life for us. God wants us to come back to him. It's just such as simple. To surrender our will, our plans, and to follow his ways. Verse 5, and the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand up to heaven. Now John is watching the angel. Is watching, the angel lift up his hand to heaven. And in verse 6, and The angels swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. He swear by God Almighty who created heaven and earth. And the last statement that he mentioned in verse 6, that there should be time no longer. It means that that is the time that what God had declared in His Word through the prophets, that was written in the Bible, from the beginning till now, that will come to pass, will be fulfilled. There's no more just which is written, but we are not seeing it fulfilled. It will be fulfilled during the time of tribulation. And that was the last warning for the earth. And that's why we do the same. We need to declare His word. We say the Lord is coming. There should be time no longer. The message will come through. What the prophet wrote will come through. God does not go along what you and me feel or like or think. God go along His word. What He wrote, that He will fulfill. There should be time no longer. It will come to pass. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as He had declared to His servant the prophets. Here the mystery of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. His word, His commands, life to live in holiness, to walk in the fear of God, to save Him, that will come just as soon as the seven angels that we will come later on, and He will sound, the thing will be fulfilled during the time of tribulation. In verse 8, and the voice which I hear from heaven spake unto me again. The voice again spake to him and said, go. This is the voice of the Holy Spirit, the voice of God. Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. He told him, go and take this book. And that's what he wrote the book. That's what he wrote Apostle John. This is the scroll, the book of Revelation. Take this book, and I told him, go and take it from the hand of the angel. Apostle John, he obeyed. He was commissioned to go and take it, to go and take it, to write it, to send it to the churches, and even it had reached us even today. The same, we continue the commission of God to send His word to all nations, to people around us, to everyone. And I went unto the angel. John obeyed, and we need to obey. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. When he went to take the book, the angel told him that what he need to do, that he take the book and he will eat the book. And he told him, it will be in your mouth sweet, but it will be in your tummy, is in your belly will be bitter. The meaning of it, when we speak the word of God, when we preach the word of God, we will have joy and we will have sweetness in life. But when we keep the word of God and do not share it because we don't want to live it, it will be a bitterness in our life. And that's what John had been told, what will take place. And that's why the word of God, what we need to do with it? We need to speak it out. Speak it loudly. Declare it. And let's pass to others. So our life will be filled with joy and sweetness. And John, he obeyed. Me and you today, we need to obey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth, sweet as honey. It was sweet. Every time we preach the gospel, reach new people, there is a joy from inside. Because that's the Holy Spirit. There's sweetness. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. When we receive the blessing of God, and only for us we don't share it, we will have bitterness in life. And that will be our style. We receive the word of God, we give the word of God, we send the word of God, we share the word of God, we live it. We speak it and we live it. And he said unto me, see here, he was told to go and take it. He went and took the book. And when he took the book, he told him, he said to him, when you eat it, it will be sweet in your mouth, but it will go to your belly, it will be bitter. And the third saying of the angel. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. And that's our job as a church today. Believe the word. We know there's judgment coming. Christ will come. But there's time no longer. All what's written in the Bible will be fulfilled. It's a serious message. We declare it loudly and clearly. The mystery of God that he had taught it to the prophet will be finished soon when he will come. And we need to declare that. We need to say it. So our life will be sweet. And we need to declare it. To whom? We must prophesy. Declare the will of God. Before many people. And nations and tongues and kings. Kings in authority. We should not be afraid. We go to them. Different tongues, people can't understand our language, we still need to go to them. And nations, every nation has custom and culture, we need to go to the different custom and culture and adapt ourselves to preach to them. And many people, all kind of people around us, God calls today to preach his word to them. How many of you want to serve God? Stand up now. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your people who are willing to serve you. Yes, we need to preach the word of God. John was commissioned. We have sung a lot, I love to worship you. Worship only singing will not be worth it. It will make only our belly bitter. We need to proclaim his word. Amen. So it will be as sweet as honey in our mouths. It will go to our heart also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Raise up your people to serve you, O God. Raise up your people. Fill them with the Holy Ghost to declare who you are. You are the center of our life. You are the master that we serve. I love to worship you, Lord. We love to worship you. We love to serve you, O God.
I love to worship you, my God.
We love to serve you, O God.
I love to worship you, my Lord. I love to worship.
Revive us and make us understand that we need to go and serve you, reaching the lost. Open doors and ways for us to these kings, people, nations, and tongues. Oh God, lead us, Holy Ghost. We determine to serve you, God, and to declare the mystery of God Jesus Christ and His Word. In the name of Jesus, empower my brothers and sisters, those who are here, and those in other places, empower them with the Holy Ghost. Refill them once again that your word will be preached, oh God. The little book that is open, their word will be declared as it is, oh God, loudly, forcefully, O God, purposefully, O Lord, and powerfully with the Holy Ghost, with amplified message to reach the lost. O God, bless us. As we continue to say, we bless us, enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.